I don't know. It's gonna be fun to see who gets it. It's gonna be fun to see who rises up to the challenge. But I think Ramses Barden has a good shot for it. I think Jarrell Jernigan has a good spot for it. So it just depends on who makes the most plays, who's really understanding this offense inside and out, and then we can take it from there.
Victor, what is it about training camp and going up to Albany that's different than what you went through last year? Why is it important to kind of get away from everything and just have football and that's it on the mind?
It's good, man. I personally like going to Albany because I get to kind of lock in and lock away and get away from all the distractions in this area and or that can be in this area, and just be able to focus on football and focus on the things that, you know, get you prepared to play a full season. So I think Albany's great to kind of get away and focus on football and then come back refreshed and ready to go.
Deal with the salsa.
Oh man, Lawrence Tynes gave me that last year, man, around Christmas time, and hence the whole salsa thing, and he gave me that. So every time you press it, he sings Feliz Navidad in Spanish, and then he sings I think he sings something else in English too. I forget what it is, but yeah.
Pretty cool. Were you nervous someone was going to make you salsa at the White House, or were you happy you didn't have to do it?
I wasn't nervous, man. If Obama wanted me to salsa, I would have got it
of
done.
Course.
I would have got it done. But I was, in the back of my mind, I thought I was going to be able to do it. But, you know, President Obama stuck to the script and got us in and got us out.
Did you shake your head at what these last 6 months have been like for you? I mean, presenting at the Grammys and going to the White House and meeting Obama. I mean, where you were a year ago and what you got to do this offseason.
Yeah, it's just been a blessing, man, to be able to do all the good things I've done on the field and then all the beautiful opportunities that come off the field. It's just been a blessing. And some of the things I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm doing this thing. And some of the stuff I got coming up is going to be even crazier. So it's definitely been a fun journey so far.
What do you got coming up?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Just come on. It's a
secret.
Can tell us today.
It's a secret.
Thank you.